Hey y'all, good morning. Hey y'all, hey y'all. Good morning. Still gonna be a good day. I don't know if I made my coffee the best. Hey Mimi, hey Kirby, hey Jericho. Oh my goodness. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift up the name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. 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 We thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Thank you, thank you. Hey, Shanquita. Hey, Shmana. How y'all doing this morning? Good morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you. We bless you. Good morning, Jessica. Good morning, Lynette. Good morning, Tanika. Good morning, Jannie. Good morning, Teresa. Good morning, Lynn Binda. Good morning, Carlos. Good morning, Cherie. Hey, Katina. Y'all doing this morning? Hey, Kim Yardley. Hey, Nia. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to pray for us in just a few minutes. But do me a favor. Go share the video. That's what I just did. Invite your 10 people in. Who are your 10 people that you're getting ready to target? So that you guys grow in a closer relationship with each other. It's not you trying to force them. I'm telling you, your spiritual walk, your spiritual journey, that bond is deeper than any other bond. So who are your people that you can say, you know what, I need you on the devotional with me in the morning. I want us to pray together. My folks here, my close people, my people I rock with close, they here, right? And we do this first together. Before we do anything else, who are your people? Like, who your people that you rocking with? Who your people you pulling in? Who your people you inviting into this intimate space? Because your spiritual journey is the most intimate space that you've ever been in. So who are your people? Invite your people in. Don't leave them out there. There's something going on here. In this devotional, that God is changing our lives. Don't you want him to change the lives of those that you are connected to as well? You don't want to just grow in the flesh together. You want to grow in the spirit as well. So invite your 10 people in. Tell them, you know what, come hang out with me. Go share the devotional. Tell your daughter, tell your husband. And don't worry. Can I just tell you something? Stop worrying about rejection. I know it's easier said than done. But stop worrying about rejection. Lord God, I thank you for anointing these vocal cords today. Worry about what they're going to say. Don't worry. The seed is planted once you make the offer. Woo! Right? So let's go on and plant the seed and invite some of our people in. And let me pray. Lord God, thank you. 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 Thank you, thank you, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for how well you love us. Thank you, Father God, for being tender and responsive. I thank you, you're a God that has never left us, that you're a God that will never forsake us, that you're a God that sees all and knows all and still loves us. My God, thank you for being a God that provides for us. Thank you, Lord God, for being a God that goes before us and is our rear guard. Thank you, Father God, for already purposing us and writing books. And what we don't understand, Lord God, the more we lean into you, the more we're going to understand. Thank you, Father God, for supernatural strength. Thank you, Father God, for grace and peace. Thank you, Father God, for more understanding and wisdom. Lord God, increase our discernment for the things of God. Do not let us walk around here aimlessly, Lord God. We want direction. We want wisdom. We want knowledge. We want understanding. We need your help in transitions. We need your help with our marriages. We need your help with our children. We need your help in our finances. And we need your help with our health, Lord God. Heal us today, Lord God. Every infirmity, every sickness, every disease, Father God, we lay it before you. Your word says, cast all our cares on you. So we're here, Father God. My God, because God, there's no greater God than you. We extol you. We bless your holy name. And Father God, we ask that you forgive us this morning. Forgive us for any sin we've committed against you or anyone else, knowingly or unknowingly, Father God. Forgive us for doubt and unbelief. Woo! Forgive us for being restless and all over the place. Forgive us, Father God, for not trusting you, Lord God, when we need to trust you. Forgive us, Lord God. Lord God, let us be anchored today in truth. Let us be anchored today in your word. We cancel the assignment of every demonic activity, any spirit, any imps, any nymphs, anything that has tried to have a presence in our lives. We drive it out right now in the name of Jesus. We drive out doubt. We drive out fear. We drive out worry. We drive out anxiety right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that your word has the final say-so in our life. Lord God, we thank you, Father God, for giving us strength in the press as we press towards a higher mark. And we thank you, Father God, that you are removing all limitations from our lives, Lord God. Anything that has tried to limit us, anything that has tried to keep us from walking in purpose, anything that's holding us up, holding up our resources, holding up our influence, Lord God, right now, we thank you, Father God, that you are taking the limitations off, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that we operate in a sound mind, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that we are operating in your principles and in your truth. Here we are, your sons and daughters, laying ourselves before you, my God, like a living sacrifice, Lord God, because we want to be pleasing to you, Lord God. We don't want to be pleasing to this world. We want to be pleasing to you. Lord God, do not let us straddle the fence. Any places we've been straddling the fence, give us the strength to cross over into the more of you. Do not let us be wise in our own eyes. Let us be wise in you. Jesus, give us your holiness. Jesus, give us your holiness, and Holy Spirit, do a greater work within, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that you stand against anything that has been trying to resist us. And we thank you, Father God, today for the doors being open. We thank you, Father God, for the bridges we are crossing over. We thank you, Father God, for the territory that we're taking, not for ourselves, but for you, Lord God. Lord God, we ask us this morning that you show us your glory, woo! That we walk in your glory, that we talk in your glory, that we pray in your glory. And Father God, I ask that you visit your people today. Give them a visitation, Lord God. Let them experience you in new ways and new measures, Lord God. Bring them into relationships that would honor and glorify you. Do not let them be afraid, Lord God, to walk in the spaces and the places that you're, Lord, don't let them be their own hindrance. Don't let them be their own hindrance. Don't let them be fearful of new relationships that you're trying to bring them in that are for your glory. We drive out every spirit of darkness that has tried to taunt and haunt them from their past, making them think that these new relationships, Lord God, will be like old relationships. Bring them into relationships of accountability. Bring them into relationships of individuals that will love them, Father God, from a whole place, Lord God, but keep them accountable to purpose, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, that they have godly relationships. Thank you, Father God, for godly marriages. Thank you, Father God, for godly parents. And Lord God, we thank you, Father God, for raising up fathers, Lord God, even for raising up surrogate fathers. We thank you, Father God, that men are in place, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for women who replicate the kingdom of God, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we will not walk in a lesser advantage or a lesser state because we don't know who we are in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you are opening the eyes of our understanding to the hope of who you called us to be in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for our righteousness. We thank you, Lord God, that you chose us. Woo! Thank you for choosing us. We are not orphaned. We are not abandoned. We are not rejected, Lord God. We are not insecure. Father God, I thank you right now that you are healing the spirit of rejection, Father God. My God, we cast that back into the sea, Lord God, so that we walk in the confidence and hope. We thank you, Father God, that you are healing our insecure ways, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So we walk in the fullness. Lord God, remove every hindrance, woo, from our life, whether it be a person, whether it be a place, whether it be a thing. Remove every hindrance from our life in Jesus' name. Amen. My God, thank you, 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 thank you. In the name of Jesus, amen. We thank you, Lord God. I'm just praying for our fathers and for surrogate fathers. Judah and I had a very tender moment, and I'm gonna say this, and if you get offended, you'll be okay a little bit later. Because there is a society, there's a goal right now to make the woman appear to be more masculine, or to, especially in certain cultures, as if we don't need our men, and God didn't design it that way. And I want to be very clear there. And so Judah and I and Josiah and I have deep conversations. And I had asked them not long ago, I said to them, I need to know if the fact that has it been easy on you because you know your father died versus if you had known that your father had left you. And both of them were like, nope, has not been any easier. And Judah and I were talking about yesterday the importance of a father to him, right? The day before yesterday, the importance of father, important of male fluence. We as women were never, come on, Tiff, we were never designed to replace men. Don't let the enemy lie to you. We were never designed to be that strong. We meet the men in position and place. And in so certain communities, it's even worse. In certain cultures, it's even worse. And so I've just been praying for the heart of our men, not bashing our men, not talking about the deficits of our men. Some of this stuff has been generational. We need our men to stand up. We need our men in position and place. And we as women need to release ourselves, woo, from trying to be it all. I was never meant to replace Judah and Josiah's father. I told Judah the other day, I said, I promise you, the Lord God will give you a surrogate, right? He'll give you what you need. I promise he has not failed you. Because he was just talking about missing, having a dad in the home, missing the constant. And he has male influence around him, but missing the constant of being able to wake up for his dad, wake up with his dad. So that's a desire. So my heart then positioned myself to begin to pray for our men, pray for men in our communities, pray for men, but also to pray for us as women to be unguarded so that men can come in. We have lived in a fallacy of the strong woman for so long that it has been perverted in such a way to make us think that we don't need our men. And many of us carry ourselves. It's going to be real for a second. Just stand with me for a second. Many of us carry ourselves as if we don't need men to be in place and to be in position. So I've been just asking God, like, properly order these relationships. And put these relationships back in place so that we, our families can be healed. Because if you don't understand the destruction of the family, right? The destruction of the family is an assignment on the community, the destruction on the family. Can I tell y'all just a second, give you a little bit of my testimony? I'm not like worn out. I'm physically, because your body only does whatever. I'm physically tired. For the last couple of few weeks, I've been on the run with Judah J and Josiah, bouncing back and forth. This weekend, I was from the musical to the basketball tournament, from the musical to the basketball tournament, from the musical to the basketball tournament. Last night at the track, so last track night. And I just woke up this morning and I could feel the physical, like being physically tired. I feel great spiritually, mentally, and all that other stuff. And then I just start thanking the Lord. I was like, Lord, thank you for my mate, you know, that'll be able to help me with some of this. At one season in my life, I would have been so proud, Tiff, to do it on my own, like foolishly. Like at one season in my life, I would have thought I do all this for my kids. I run here. At one season in my life, I would have just thought that was something for me to brag on. But when the Lord began to open my eyes, and one of my closest friends, Donnie Pointer, he was my husband's best friend, and he called me one day. I was praying about something, and he was praying with me. He said, can I tell you something? He said, the things that you are praying about are really what comes with having a mate. Like, that's what he told me. He said, the things that you are praying about is what comes with having a mate. He said, so you were never meant to do these things alone. You were never meant to be it all encompassing and do it all alone. And so we as women have walked so strong in some roles sometimes, so strong in some roles sometimes that we were never not necessarily supposed to walk in those roles. We can do that differently and still. So even now for me, my biggest strength is receiving the grace in the absence. Ooh, y'all gonna make me preach something. Y'all receiving the grace in the absence. Ooh, come on. But stretching my hand towards the Father, come on, for the reality of what he created, not me, how he created. Genesis 2 and 18, it says, man, it's not good for man to be alone. Come on, can we just be real? It's not good for man to be alone. I'm going to make him a suitable helper, right? So in the point that my suitable helper is not in space, even if you married, let me help some of y'all who married, because I don't want y'all who married be like, I got a man and right now I'm having to pull away. You still don't have to pull away. You still don't have to pull away. What you have to do is receive the grace. And a lot of times as women, we jump in position feeling like we got to pull weight. We don't have to pull weight. What we got to do is learn how to receive the grace and walk in the level of grace that we are supposed to walk in. Meaning I receive God's power, his strength. Come on, y'all. My God, I receive his power, his strength to endure until the situation changes. And some of y'all say, well, whatever my never situation. The only way the situation won't go change in your singleness. I'm going to help some of y'all. I don't even know why we went here this morning. The only reason that your situation is not going to change in your singleness is if God called you to be single like that. Now, that's a thing. And I know people are like, well, Paul said it's better for us to be single. He did say that. But the Lord also said it's not meant for us to be alone. So you got to take something of what Paul was saying, talking about the interference of where our heart goes in marriage, temper ourselves. Come on. Oh, my God. Come on, y'all. Help me with this. Temper ourselves in such a way that we receive the grace in the gap. Ooh, we receive the grace in the gap. Oh my God, y'all come on, rock with me this morning for a minute. That we receive the grace in the gap, but that we don't do away with the desire. I want to run myself. So I receive the grace. Come on, y'all. That I receive the grace in the gap. Come on now. But then I don't do away for the desire, because what will happen is we won't receive the grace in the gap. And then because it has not happened or manifested or moved the way that it's supposed to do, oh, come on now. Then what happens for us, we abandon the desire. Hey, what's up, fam? We abandon the desire. And then we, in the stead, start making up stuff that God never required or said to us or talked about with us. So let me give you this real quick. Come on. Oh, my God, that's so powerful. 2 Corinthians 12:9. This has got to be leading into this weekend. I'm back here in the same scripture. He said, but he said to me, come on, y'all. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect. Come on, not your power, not your strength, not your way of seeing things, not your way of doing things. He said, my power is made perfect in weakness. So if I try to make it up, then probably somewhere I'm not walking in the power, Tiff, that I'm called to walk in. So I receive the grace in the gap. I'm not making something up in the gap, because if I make something up, then I will abandon the desire. I'll walk away from what I really desire and what's in my heart, or I'll walk away from something. And I'm gonna tell you something. If you're in a situation now that you have had to receive the grace just because of how God is, just because he wants no other God before us, just because he does not want us to have any idol, if the situation has not moved, God is positioning you where he wants prayer to be your only option. Ah! Come on now. Come on. He wants prayer to be your only option. He wants you to come to him. So when we talk about this, it's funny. When we talk about this, wherever we're weak, you got to see it as this way. Oh my God, I'm gonna get out of here. Wherever we weak, it's driving us. It's meant to drive us to the real power. Woo! Come on, you better put that in your notes. Wherever you're weak, it's actually designed to drive us to the real power, right? So what's happening in my life, I don't abandon or give away the desire. I don't, we talk about godly desires, not ungodly desires. Because if I do, then what happens is I'll make something up, or I'll create some truth that is not necessarily the truth based on the word. And then I won't receive his grace that was created to sustain. His grace, remember we talked about endurance, but it's created us to endure. His grace that really is where I'm going to experience the power. As my grandmother used to say, to keep on keeping on. To experience the power to keep on keeping on until, yes, that's it. It creates a falsehood. Then you locked into a bondage, that's it, or a stronghold, or a substitute, or a placebo other than God. I love that. So I'm just telling you that. So we're going to receive the grace this morning, right? The power from God to accomplish his will in your life. Woo! Come on. We're going to close this out this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, help us to find the grace. You've already extended it to us. You've already given it to us. You've already promised it to us. Help us to find the grace so that we can tap into the power, so that your perfect will can be done even when we are weak. In Jesus' name, amen. I don't want to make nothing up no more. I don't want to put no substitutes in place. I don't want to try to fix anything else on my own. When I'm weak, then I'm supposed to be looking for the power. And that power is in Christ Jesus. Oh my God. That's a power. Like, I feel like we just got a dose of a power pill this morning. That's a power pill this morning. I hope you take this, come back, replay it, push it, hear it, and receive it. Because God is that faithful to us today. Lord, continue to open the eyes of our understanding to the hope of who you called us to be in Christ Jesus, to things the Lord places on your heart to give, to partner with this ministry. You know where to go. Go to the websites, lmjministries.org, Cash App us, $LMJMINISTRY. My last thing, probably the most important thing, is if you've never accepted Jesus Christ, or maybe you just need a fresh start, maybe you need a fresh confession of faith, I want you to repeat after me. It starts with opening your mouth. Everything in the kingdom is activated. When God spoke and activated this world, it was through words. So Lord God, dear Jesus, I'm asking you to come into my life to take away my sins. I promise to love and follow you best I can. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. If you prayed that prayer, send us an email, info@justbeinglmj.com. And we're going to send you some resources and some materials. Hey, don't forget this Saturday, Feed the Streets. If you want to come out and help, I think we have enough volunteers, but make a donation. Go to the website and say, hey, this is for Feed the Streets. This Saturday, 10 a.m., New Life Community Center, I'm going to be giving a word, girl talk unscripted. And when it's unscripted, ain't no telling what I'm going to say. It's going to be holy, but ain't no telling what I'm going to say. So girl talk unscripted at 10 a.m. We're also going to stream it live on the page so that for those of you that live outside the country. And then don't forget to get, I thought I had a copy up here. Don't forget to get your copy of 30 Days of Prayer. Go to the website. It's a journal. It's prayer prompts so that you can pray them over your children. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you. I love you. But God loves you so much more. Do me a favor. Go be loved today. Let somebody else experience the love of God through you. Love, peace, and blessings. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.